The Tooth Tattoo, A Peter Diamond Investigation, by Peter Lovesey, narrated by Clive Anderson.
Chapter 1. South Bank, London, 2005. 11:30 at night, sweaty in his evening suit and shattered after a heavy night playing Rachmaninoff, Mel Ferran plodded out of the artist's exit on the south side of the Royal Festival Hall. Good thing his legs didn't need telling the way to Waterloo Station and the Tube. He'd done it 1,000 times. Rachmaninoff was said to be the ultimate romantic. Miserable old git. The 6-foot scowl, as Stravinsky called him, had been a pianist through and through. He worked the string section like galley slaves to show off the Joanna men, and Mel Ferran was a viola player. So thank you, Sergei. The moon was up, spreading the shadow of Hungerford Bridge across the paved square called Beacon Marketplace. He was forced to stop. A young woman was blocking his path, one of the situations where each takes a sideways step the same way. It happened twice, and they were still face to face. She said, "Do you mind?" Mel took it as a statement of annoyance. He was annoyed too, wanting to move on, but what's to be gained from complaining? Then she surprised him by saying, "Please." How dense am I, he thought, not realizing she always intended to stop me. Something glossy and flimsy was being waved under his nose. The concert program. She was holding a pen in the other hand. Mel forced himself out of his stupor. "She wants my autograph, for God's sake. She can't have confused me with the pianist. Else why..."